You're a private investigator?
My profession is very complicated, okay?
How much would you charge to beat up my friend Janet?
What?
How much you got?
$20?
That's good. This conversation is over.
The mob is trying to spread its operation to Los Angeles. Somehow, my daughter Amelia is involved. Please, find her.
Seen this girl?
Who's in it for me?
Oh, we can do this the easy way. We're currently doing it the easy way.
Whatever happened to offering me $20?
It's the recession.
Okay, here's the deal. Shane Black is best known for directing Iron Man 3, but it's his older film, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, that is closer in tone to his new movie, The Nice Guys. The story follows Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling as private investigators in the 1970s tracking down a missing porno actress. Like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, this is a dark comedy filled with inappropriate and borderline offensive moments, but it's really funny in how it does it. Crowe plays a surprisingly deep character, and Gosling plays against his cool guy type, making it fun to watch both of them on screen. As a send-up of 70s cinema and culture, The Nice Guys works exceedingly well, but it also just works as a fine and entertaining film. The Nice Guys gets 4 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.